JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Akompong Maroons receive high praises following their 278th anniversary, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. The Akompong Maroons are receiving high commendations following the successful celebration of their 278th anniversary of the signing of the 1739 peace treaty with Britain, recognizing Akompong Town as a sovereign Maroon state. Thousands of persons from all across the island and abroad turned out for the annual celebration on January 6, which included marching, blowing of the abeng, the playing of the Maroon war drums, traditional performing arts, and of course Maroon cuisine. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil has hailed the Akompong Maroons for their contribution to the rich historical and cultural experience that visitors to the island enjoy. Political Ombudsman Donna Parchment Brown also praised the Akompong Town Maroons for retaining their African heritage.
You, the descendants of the original settlers, have managed to retain your African heritage, which you have passed on to your children and grandchildren. And to this day, your heritage remains relatively untouched by the rest of Jamaica.
Mrs. Parchment Brown says Jamaica continues to recognize the rights of Maroons in keeping with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The Maroons have also launched Abeng 88.7 FM, which was set up with the help of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, Jamaica Commission for UNESCO, and the Ministry of Youth and Culture, all at a cost of $12,500.
You know, I want to talk to you about something.
What is it, Mommy?
I got pregnant when I was 16. I had to drop out of school and I was so ashamed, especially when I saw my friends doing so well and I was at a standstill. Look, I don't regret having you, you know, but I regret getting pregnant early. So don't make the same mistake I made.
I see how hard you're working, Mommy. So I want to make you proud of me.
Remember, sex is a choice you don't have to make right now. Concentrate on your studies.
Talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
The Medium-Term Socioeconomic Policy Framework, or MTF, is the main mechanism for translating Vision 2030 into action. The plan is being implemented through a series of 7 consecutive 3-year MTFs from 2009 to 2030. The first MTF was from 2009 to 2012, the second from 2012 to 2015, and we are entering into the third policy framework this year. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
The chocolate was extracted from the cocoa seed. The cocoa seed was put in the sun to dry, and then would be parched on the fire, and then it was beaten in a mortar, what we call a mortar, until it becomes like to a paste. And then my mother used to roll it in her hands in, you know, round shapes or something kind of some long shapes. And then, you know, when grated, it made fine tea or, you know, drink. It's very hot with cow's milk.
And here's an Earthquake Awareness Month tip. If an earthquake occurs while you are driving, pull over to a clear location. Stop and stay there with your seatbelt fastened until the shaking stops. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.